Very proud of the players that gave me everything over, you know, the two ties. We've held a very good League One club that's sitting seventh in the league, and we've held them for, you know, the majority of the game. We're disappointed at getting beat, but the players can hold their heads high after a performance like that. You know, they gave everything that we asked them to do, and, you know, they gave everything for this club.
What did you say to your team at half-time?
No, we felt we'd worked against them. We limited them to very few chances, and we've created chances of our own. And we just asked them to take belief from that first half that they can go and win the game. Unfortunately for us, the difference in levels is, you know, the concentration, and we switch off for a split second and allow the, you know, their player to get through to score, and that's the difference in over the, you know, the two ties. I think I've seen the replay in the TV there, and it's not a penalty. Omar gets a touch on the ball, so over the two ties, it's one split second lapse of concentration that's put us out of the cup. So, you know, against a League One club, you know, there's a lot to be happy with there.
You must have been especially pleased with the reaction you got after the defeat against Kidderminster. Your team really, really went up a level today.
Yeah, and all we ask is that consistency goes into Saturday's game. You know, we can't afford to raise our game for Bradford. I expect that performance every week. Now, it's not possible to get it every week because there's going to be wee dips in form. But we can't go to the standards that we dropped to against Kidderminster in the second half. And we really need to, you know, get more consistency to our play.
Luke Oliver came back to Bradford today. Looked like he really enjoyed his evening.
Yeah, I'm sure Luke enjoyed it. The whole team never enjoyed getting beat. But they must enjoy coming to places like this, and this is where the players should want to play, whether it's Luke Oliver at the tail end of his career, or whether it's, you know, the young boys coming through that we're trying to give a chance to Aldershot. You know, this should give them a wee sense of what it's like to play at grounds like this, albeit it wasn't a full capacity or whatever. But as I say, the boys have given me everything tonight, and I think the travelling support recognise that as well.
On an overall perspective, it must have been nice to be able to put in a performance like that in front of the TV cameras as well. It obviously helps to build Aldershot Town's profile as a club.
Yeah, well, I think you've seen tonight that when we got the ball down and passed, we can knock the ball about, and we can create chances through passing the ball, and we had an excellent chance in the first half where we've maybe had about 5-6 passes and a lot that was one touch, and we've got a strike at goal. Another day it goes in the back of the net. I'm pleased with the performance, how we played in front of the TV cameras. But for me, the question is the consistency and making sure we do it again, because these boys are capable of it, and we make sure we do it again on Saturday.
It is a pretty quick turnaround until Wrexham on Saturday, but you get back to league action. I'm sure desperate to get back to winning ways.
Yeah, we've got a few tough games coming up against teams that are, you know, looking for into the top 3 and 4. And you know, it doesn't come much more difficult than Wrexham, who are a good footballing side as well. And these boys have to be ready for it and make sure that they demand off themselves to put in a performance like they did tonight.
You lost 3-0 up there back in August. I mean, I suppose that's a benchmark to play with on Saturday.
No, I mean, that game's gone, and Saturday's a new game, and we look to, you know, but at home, we look to be positive again, and, you know, take the game to Wrexham rather than sitting waiting for something to happen.